It's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and sometimes the stories in the news don't sound real to me.
Mm-hmm. They're real. There's no such thing as fake news. Rich Lankoff is here. He's one of the hosts of Legal Face-Off, as he's told us in the past. The only real host that matters of Legal Face-Off here on WGN+. We turn to you, Rich, to help us understand various court cases that are in the news. Number one, there is an update. Bill Cosby's case, the one case against Bill Cosby, has finally gone to trial as of a few days ago. Where do things stand?
Yeah, day three started today in Pennsylvania. Bill Cosby is being criminally prosecuted, as you mentioned, for the one case that, according to the statute of limitations, which is 12 years in Pennsylvania, still allows a victim to pursue the case through the state. So we're on day three. Andrea Constand, who is the alleged victim, has now entered day two of her testimony. The trial started with the only other accuser who's been allowed to testify on
this. Why did they let someone else?
Yeah, so testify. Great question. The defense successfully narrowed down the list of, 50 accusers down to one. So it's a big victory for the defense. To answer your question, the reason that she's being allowed to testify is because she is the most recent accuser. And the prosecution is being allowed to argue that she exhibit or she's evidence of a pattern of behavior by Bill Cosby. So that if you believe that he assaulted this woman most recently, then that shows a pattern of bad behavior that will allow a jury to find that he was also guilty of sexually assaulting Andrea Constand.
Can the prosecutors make mention at all of the fact that it wasn't a one-time thing or a two-time thing, but that in the neighborhood of 50 women have accused Mr. Cosby? Can that come up?
The answer is no. The prosecution has been prohibited from mentioning that, just for the reasons we stated, that because only this one accuser is allowed. But obviously, the jury doesn't live in a bubble. And in fact, the opening statements reference the fact that this is a jury trial in 2017, not 1970, and the days of sequestering juries or finding jurors that haven't heard about the 50 or so accusers are gone. So while the prosecutor can't mention it, it's right at the forefront of all the jurors' minds.
But they're not supposed to be thinking about that. I know that's hard. You're supposed to just base it on this. But and I also heard they're also trying to say that this the main girl, I can't remember her
Andrea
name.
Andrea Constand.
Yes, that she had contact with Bill Cosby like 50-some times, what, to prove that they had an ongoing relationship or something?
Correct. Yesterday in court, the defense lawyers showed phone records of Andrea Constand reaching out to Bill Cosby many times after the alleged incident, also reaching out to several attorneys, the argument being that she's in this for the money and she was looking for attorneys to represent her. She responded that she was confused and needed legal representation as to how to proceed. But yes, you're right. They're going after her with every possible piece of ammunition. That answers the question why people don't come forward frequently, why women in particular don't come forward in these situations, because
they're the ones getting
exactly. I mean, they're being attacked.
Yeah.
So it's a very rough situation. But yeah, the defense brought out the fact that she had contact with Bill Cosby many times after the alleged incident.
One of the witnesses for the defense is one of the actresses who played Bill Cosby's daughter on The Cosby Show.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Yes, they're bringing out. And today he walked into court with a former actress from Superfly, which I know, Bill, is one of your favorite 70s movies.
Which actress from Superfly? Keisha Pulliam, by the way, is the actress we're referring to from Cosby Show.
Rudy was not in Superfly.
No, she was not. She was not born.
This was another woman who was in a another movie with Bill Cosby, not Superfly. But he brought her in as part of his entourage to show support, as he did yesterday by bringing in Rudy. We also saw a video of Bill Cosby leaving court yesterday using his famous
well, hang on, let's listen to it, because
we'll
I can't believe it.
Now that's Bill Cosby himself doing
saying
the Fat
hey,
Albert.
Hey,
Bill Cosby
hey,
leaving court yesterday using his
hey, looks like I'm going away.
Now
From the Cosby Bill Cosby or Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Right.
But now somebody was singing the song, because this is what's weird. As people are gathered around, mostly reporters, but there are a lot of supporters of his.
No question.
It sounded like that guy's singing the song.
He was.
But why is he? This is not a joke trial.
No, this is a very serious trial.
It's ridiculous, in my opinion. I agree that he's having such a cavalier attitude about not only this one woman, but about many women who graphically have detailed being sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby. He's leaving there saying, hey, hey, hey. And as you point out, at least someone in the crowd is repeating it to him. Celebrities have a lot of fans, obviously, right? And this is, you know, besides O.J. Simpson, probably the most famous criminal defendant in history.
Yeah.
So you're going to have a large fraction of people who support him, who automatically blame the victim, which I think is obviously ridiculous. But yeah, I mean, celebrities, and that's what you have to deal with a jury, that they're not blinded by the fact that this is, you know, Cliff Huxtable, who they watched for years and years.
But it must be, if you're Keisha Knight Pulliam, or in the past, Felicia Rashad has really come to his defense. So it's got to be a strange call for you, because you say to yourself, I'm a woman, and if this were me or somebody close to me, this would be just unforgivable. But then at the same time, he was kind of her father on television. He didn't just play her father, but he was a father figure to her, as he was to many people.
And they don't know that he didn't do it. I know they're standing by him to show support, saying they know him so well he couldn't do something like that. That's what we all thought.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a strange message for sure, especially as a female in Hollywood. We've seen a lot of news recently by a lot of prominent actresses who have come out talking about the lack of opportunity for females in Hollywood.
Right.
Jessica Chastain last week at the Cannes Film Festival made a very prominent speech. Yet you have these other actresses, like you mentioned, maybe not as in the news, you know, as other actresses, but who come out in support of Bill Cosby, who at the very least we know has had incredibly inappropriate interactions with women.
Right.
And many, in my opinion, rising to the level of sexual assault that, you know, other defendants, I think, less famous, would get the book thrown at them.
Right.
So I agree with you. I mean, you know, these people who are coming out and supporting him, I think, have their priorities misplaced.
And for those kids, Keisha Knight Pulliam's paychecks have stopped. You know, there was a time where you couldn't turn the TV on and flip around and not find a repeat of The Cosby Show. Not anymore. They're not showing it anywhere. So their residual checks have dried up because of this.
Yeah. I mean, no financial incentive to support Cosby. You know, and it's not uncommon with folks who are people who are accused of sexual assault to have a totally different personality with, you know, everyone else.
Sure.
I mean, it's very common for abusers to act completely normal to people like their coworkers. Yeah.
People they're not abusing.
So, exactly. It's not entirely surprising.
What about Camille? Has his wife been showing up to the courtroom?
I haven't seen her in court. I she might be there. I would assume she was, because she's supported, but she hasn't been shown in the media at all.
And he himself will not testify, which is interesting, because you would think that his testimony could make or break the case. But they've chosen to not ask him any questions on the stand.
Yeah, so far he hasn't testified. The expectation is that he won't. It's not uncommon in such situations for defense lawyers to not put their clients like Bill Cosby on the stand.
The prosecutor doesn't have to call on that at all. The prosecutor can't demand that happen.
No,
and if you didn't
have...
do it, wouldn't you want to get on the stand and say, I did not do this?
Sure. In every criminal case, you know, you have the constitutional right against self-incrimination, so you don't have to testify against yourself. Most defendants who decide not to testify feel that they're only going to do themselves harm. Remember, it's always the state's burden of proof to prove by a preponderance of the evidence or beyond a reasonable doubt, in this case, that they committed the crime. So, you know, many defense lawyers feel that you can only do yourself harm by testifying.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't expect him to testify in this case.
That's Rich Lenkoff. We will continue our discussion with Rich in just a little bit. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
We're chatting with Rich Lenkoff, attorney, host, co-host of Legal Face Off as well, the name of his podcast that you can find on WGN Plus. Did you guys say that The Cosby Show isn't being shown on TV? Because I have a ton of people texting saying that there's a channel showing reruns of The Cosby Show. It's the Bounce channel on Comcast or something like that.
Oh, I wasn't aware that the Bounce channel was. A year ago, every station that was showing
them
pulled it. Yeah, so I didn't know Bounce had changed that. So you can still find it. Okay.
And why would you want to? Isn't it weird to watch now?
It's hard to enjoy it. It really is. It's very hard to do and enjoy.
I mostly watch for Cockroach. He was my favorite character.
Cockroach is still funny. Cockroach is great. Rest of the show is not funny. Let's talk about Josh Duggar. This is a crazy story. The Duggars are the family on TV who have built a career on just having a large family and having reality TV come in and capture it. Josh Duggar, we find out about a year and a half ago, had molested several of his sisters. But now the story takes an even more bizarre twist.
Very strange. And, you know, filing under the audacity, I'm going to use the proper term and not the term I want to use. But, yeah, I mean, the audacity of Josh Duggar, who, as you mentioned, has admitted to molesting several of his sisters.
Yeah.
They're stars of this reality show, 19 Kids and Counting. So he admitted to molesting several of his sisters, one who was as young as 5 at the time of the molestation. These sisters have now filed a lawsuit against In Touch magazine and against Arkansas State Police authorities for the disclosure of this information. So, long story short, In Touch published this magazine article that described the molestation. They have filed suit alleging that even though In Touch got this information through a FOIA request, Freedom Information Act, that Arkansas state law actually prohibits minor information about minors, from being disclosed in
the
FOIA.
That's true.
So In Touch, even though they had the FOIA right to disclose it, the sisters are saying that you violated our rights, you exposed us to embarrassment, humiliation, which, okay, maybe you agree, maybe you disagree. The crazy part, as you mentioned, is that the brother who admitted to molesting them has now moved to join the lawsuit, alleging that he too is the victim of this embarrassment and humiliation
he caused that himself.
That In Touch disclosed when they published this article, which, I mean, I'll use a really serious legal term, is bananas.
Yes,
right?
It is.
We
legally
all agree
bananas.
It's just crazy.
I'm not defending anybody in this case. I can understand, though, as a family, that's something you would like to keep under the rug and not have people know. However, how do you keep it under the rug once he's charged with something like that?
Right. And you know, the sisters' lawsuit is, by the way, going nowhere because they disclosed this themselves. Two of them went on the Kelly file, the Megyn Kelly show, and disclosed it themselves. So their lawsuit's going nowhere. His lawsuit is just completely ridiculous. To molest your sisters.
Yeah.
And then sue a publication
over
for
the
publishing
anguish.
It for anguish and humiliation and embarrassment and loss of economic gain because of it.
Right.
I mean, that's why people hate lawsuits.
What about this, Rich? In Touch magazine was by far not the only publication that documented what went on during this case. It was on every news. It was everywhere. You couldn't not know this story. So why have they singled out only In Touch?
They were the first ones. They were the ones who broke the story. They were the ones who led the FOIA request. So they're suing them as, you know, the ones who broke the story.
Right. Every once in a while, somebody who is a criminal and has been convicted of a criminal act, like remember a couple of years ago, that guy, he broke into somebody's house and then they shot him and then he sued the guy who shot him, even though he broke into
the house.
Happens
all the time.
All right. So that kind of thing happens. So based on the fact that every once in a while this happens, is there any chance that the Duggars, including the horrible Josh Duggar, could make out with some sort of a settlement on this?
No, I don't think so. I mean, you know, listen, you can settle a case any time to avoid the cost of litigation and avoid your name being in the news. But in this case, again, I don't see the underlying lawsuit that the sisters have against the publication to have any merit whatsoever. So I can't imagine that they're going to settle with the family. And most certainly, if I was the attorney for In Touch magazine, I would tell them, pay nothing ever on this case. In fact, go after him for, you know, attorney's fees. It's completely ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. I mean, I had a case a couple of years ago where I was representing a retail store and a robber came in, shot up the store, and he sued our store and our security guard for retaliating, for shooting back to defend the store. And it's like, what world are we living in where right. you can rob a store with a gun and then yeah. sue for violation of your civil rights?
That went nowhere, right?
Oh, I mean, I got it dismissed in federal court, but, you know, it took a little time and a little bit of money.
Can I ask, when there is a lawsuit that seems to be this frivolous and you're the lawyer who brings this on, like, I don't know who Josh Duggar's lawyer is, but...
Satan, I think is his Satan? Name, yes.
All right, so does he get a reputation then in law circles as one of those guys that's just, you know...
We should ask my co-host, Jason Whiteside, who's the plaintiff's lawyer? No, I mean, the answer is they don't care because, number one, it's great
it's a
publicity
job.
For them.
Yeah.
Number two, like you said, someone's got to represent them. And number three, defendants often settle, even frivolous, ridiculous
sure.
lawsuits. I mean, I deal with them every day.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the reality of the world is those cost money to defend, and often defendants will pay to get rid of them.
Yep.
Circling back really quick to the Bill Cosby trial, that continues this week.
Indefinitely, yeah. As long as it I mean, it's probably going to take a few weeks.
What could happen to him if he is found guilty? How many years?
Each of the counts carries a 10-year sentence, so he could face up to 30 years in jail if convicted.
But his attorneys will claim that he is older and feeble at this point.
What does that have to do with anything, though,
yeah,
really?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the George Ryan, former governor of Illinois defense, that we've seen on many occasions that you're old and feeble. Doesn't matter. You know, old and feeble people commit crimes. They go to jail every day. So you're right. The defense lawyer will appeal to mm-hmm. the sensibilities of the judge and the jury, but... You know, often that goes nowhere.
They could also make the claim that jail would not be a safe place for Mr. Cosby, either because of his age or his celebrity or the fact that he's going blind. You could expect
absolutely.
An appeal like that, couldn't
you? Or the Buck game that you referenced earlier.
Right, from Fed Albert and the Cosby
case.
Albert,
yeah.
Guys,
yep.
really.
Yeah, no question that celebrities are often under protective custody in jail for that reason, because they're big targets. So if he does go to prison, he might be in a segregated portion of the prison.
That's Rich Lankoff. Listen to Legal Face Off on WGN Plus. It's the name of his podcast.
Maybe he and Duggar could be roommates or something.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Cellmates.
Maybe. Somewhere in hell, maybe. Somewhere in the penal system of the nether
say
regions
penal.
Of hell.
Thank you. Thank you, Rich. We'll take a quick break. We'll find out what's coming up on the Wintrust Business Lunch next. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.